All right, welcome. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When I'm crossing over, inshallah, we're going to be talking to Brother Ibrahim Azwar from the CPF Lanesia. In the last few months, Lanesia and other areas have been the target of car thieves attacking certain places and areas where cars are parked and security is vulnerable. And the Lanesia CPF and SAPS have had the work cut out, running from area to area to try and outsmart the criminals. Inshallah, we're talking to the chairperson of the Lanesia CPF, Ibrahim Azwar. Ibrahim, assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam, Mawlana. How are you, Mawlana?
Alhamdulillah. How are you doing this afternoon, Ibrahim?
Alhamdulillah.
Jazakallah. Lovely talking to you. Ibrahim, you know that in the last 3 months, there was a surge in car theft in Lanesia and surrounding areas as well. More information regarding this, Ibrahim?
Mawlana, we had a spate of Toyotas that were being stolen. We had a total of 34 Toyotas that were stolen in a month and a half.
Sure.
That was our biggest issue we had. There were some arrests made. There were some follow-ups made because, remember, we had to get some outside agencies to help us. And inshallah, we've quieted down a bit. We're thinking that the arrest might have helped. So inshallah, let's see.
Okay, lovely. Jazakallah for that. We think that, somebody sends a WhatsApp and saying that let's set up some sort of, tracks. Yeah, set up some tracks and see and to treat these perpetrators and teach them a lesson. Anyway, Ibrahim, which areas have been targeted?
Mawlana, Extension 5. Okay, let me start from Extension 7, 8, Protea Avenue by Frontline. That has been a hotspot. Extension 5, Bayou Masjid there in Extension 5.
Okay, so that's Bilal Masjid.
That's been a hotspot. Mm. Extension 1 has been a hotspot. That's mainly for our Toyotas. And we've had a few Polos, not many, but a few Polos stolen. And
Polos?
That's where we are. VW Polos, yeah.
Okay, Ibrahim,
Polos, we're thinking it's a separate... group that's stealing that. But also with that, there was a bust in Klipspruit, there was a bust in Alarado Park. So inshallah, we're hoping that would put an end to that.
All right, inshallah. So basically what we're saying is the car's been targeted with Toyotas as well as Polos thus far, Ibrahim.
Yeah, Toyotas was our biggest...
Problem.
You see, Mawlana, we found out that they have a unit which they plug in and then it overrides your computer. And it goes, but only certain Toyotas, not all.
Okay, okay.
It was the Etios model, and there's a model that goes the same Toyota design as the Etios.
Yeah.
They were stealing that.
Yeah. So, Ibrahim, what is the way forward? What are the CPF guys and the SAPS doing to mitigate this scourge to solve this problem out? What are we doing?
Mawlana, we've put boots on the ground. You see, Lanesia is big. We can't be everywhere. Even if I use every policeman and every patroller, we can't be everywhere. But we've managed to close up the areas that was hotspots. We worked as CPF with SEPs for the last 3 weeks. Before the Istima, we worked 3 weeks solid every day. And Shukr, for the last 2 weeks, there was no car stolen.
Yeah.
But like I say, the crime intelligence has come in. One, two other units have come in, and we've given them all the information. We've given them all the stuff. We knew the cars the guys were coming with. So, Shukr, we work together very well. We remember our security companies, the patrollers, SEPs, we work together on it, which was great, and we managed to do something.
Ibrahim, what about the future? What measures will we be seeing in the future regarding security and safety in Lanesia? And maybe some special advice as you want to give to the listeners of Radio Islam International.
Mawlana, if you take a drive just through any extension in Lanesia, people have driveways with, before they go into their garages, they have gates. But they park the car on the pavement.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes I don't know why. Maybe the guy will think he's going in for 5 minutes. I don't know. But just we know they're stealing, so we need to take some precautions. Mm. And we've been working, like I say myself, I've been working with the teams. And we look at it. Lanesia is a shopping mall if you look for vehicles.
Yeah.
If you're
looking
for a Toyota Etios, we only did the Extension 5 Majida Bilal one day.
Yeah.
I think we saw maybe 40 of them.
Yeah, yeah.
You got a choice, and it's not parked in a guy's yard or in his, you know, in his driveway. Parked on the pavement.
Hmm.
So it's difficult. I understand people have freedom to park where they want, but sometimes just a little bit of precaution makes it easier for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we're asking people and say to me, if you just take a little bit of responsibility, park the car in your driveway, because they're not targeting cars in the driveway.
Okay, okay.
They're targeting cars that are parked on the pavement.
Yeah, yeah.
And then obviously namaz times, masjid times. And we're very fortunate, you know, we've got a very diverse community.
Yeah.
So I've got the non-Muslim guys that also assist us when, if we want to go in and make namaz, they'll guard outside.
Yeah, yeah.
When they have their temple prayers, then we guard the temple outside. So we got a great workforce within the CPF that works. Security companies, I have to applaud them, Molana. Brilliant. They give us time. If you talk from Lethal Forces, C4, Savage, K9, all the companies in Lens, all our big companies, really, they give us time. You know, Allah must reward them greatly, greatly, greatly. They give unselfish, no money, no nothing, just their time. I'm talking the company owners that come out. What the workers, they'll give us. I can pick up the phone, I'll phone Shaim. Now Shaim will say, I'll give you four cars. For him from C4 will say, right, how many cars you want? Savage will come with the whole team. It's been like that, and they really, really come into the party. So Shukr, I think, you know, Allah's been very good to us. We're in the time of need. I think we our guys come out and they assist. Patrollers, I got 200 and some odd patrollers who work.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I have to tell the listeners, you know, every night when people are sleeping, from 11:30 till 3 o'clock in the morning, there's patrollers out there guarding, make sure that the houses are not broken into and Lens is safe.
Okay, okay.
So we have measures in place. Car theft is our only one that's a bit difficult, is because you can't predict where they're going to steal a car. You can't, you know, you can't. The law doesn't allow us to set traps like that.
Yeah.
So it's easy to say, let's put a trap there, and they come there and we catch them. Then they go to court and we actually trap them, so the law doesn't allow us to charge them.
Yeah.
So but shukr to Allah, the istima came. I'm telling you, the guys work shifts, Morana, like you.
No, mashallah, I've really seen the guys work so hard, you know, everywhere. Every corner.
The masjid guys came out, the masjid guys worked with the patrollers. I brought in 100 and some odd people from Soweto, from Rudiport, from, we call them Siapangena teams, they work for the MECF Community Safety.
Yeah.
They came in, the Green Berets that we have, they came in, SEPs came in with members, we closed up, but everybody worked. The important thing is everybody worked.
Everybody worked, mashallah.
Alhamdulillah. You know, Mufti Saab was there. Allah must reward him greatly, greatly. He kept the teams together. Really, he kept the teams together. He spoke to the guys. He kept everybody motivated. Brilliant. We really got good people in Indonesia.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, mashallah. Allah Pak reward them. And like you were saying, you know, every corner, mashallah, was thriving. You know, after the Ijtima, we went home on Saturday night. You know, it was everybody working, mashallah, you know, from the youngest to the oldest, every department, security, the traffic, the talk shop, everywhere. And listen, dear listeners, your rewards are with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant you the best of rewards, inshallah. And most importantly, is may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept. Ibrahim, jazakallah so much for the update. Allah reward you and your team as well. Much appreciated and lovely talking to Ibrahim.
Jazakallah, Malona. Anytime you need, just pick up the phone.
Ameen. Jazakallah, Ibrahim.
Ameen. Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You know, we're talking about, you know, the robberies, etc., whatever it is, dear listeners, all, everyday, inshallah, whatever it is, putting our cars in the garages and making sure we lock our houses. With that, don't ever forget to recite and read the du'as been taught to us by Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah, with full iman and full yaqeen that these are the words of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.